Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dan Ron. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The third baseman, Rans Mullenix. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia catches it and throws to first to double up Franco. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rans Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix hits a line drive off the glove of Ron, and into shallow right field. Mullenix reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hall reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to third. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive towards the mound. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Bell steals second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Barfield moves to second. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mullenix takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullenix moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Mullenix scores. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt strikes out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Candiotti. Upshaw moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Acker now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garcia scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. Mosby moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mosby scores. Mullinix moves to third. Upshaw moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Blue Jays, 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Barfield reaches second base with a double. Mullinix scores. Upshaw scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Blue Jays. Jim Kern now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Bando reaches second base with a double. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to third. One out. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 7-5, Blue Jays. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garcia fields it and throws to first for one. The throw to second, and they've got Franco trapped. There's the throw back to Garcia, who tags Franco for the double play. Butler scores. It's 7-6, Blue Jays. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Indians 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mullinix hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Indians 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Dan Ron now playing third base. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Upshaw moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bales now pitching. Buck Martinez pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bando strikes out. One out. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.